Well, good morning. We're going to take a break from Hebrews today and just consider a quick, brief passage in the book of James. James chapter 1, very familiar passage when it comes to trials. Verse 2, it says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials." So first we have the command or the call to do something. It is this, to consider all things in our life joy. Consider it all joy. What things in particular? Well, various trials, when we encounter various trials. And this flies completely in the face of our human nature, of what we want to do typically when we are faced with a trial, whether it be our young child having an accident again on the floor before they make it to the bathroom, or the person in front of us when the light turns green and they don't go within the first 2 seconds. That's a common one here in New York. We automatically have a sinful response, a lack of patience. But here, James calls us to consider trials joy. And who is he calling to consider trials as joy? Well, brothers, those who have trusted in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's really only possible for believers in Jesus Christ who have the bigger picture that the Bible gives them and the Holy Spirit indwelling inside of them to truly count trials that God allows to be sent their way to consider them joy. And it's with this knowledge in mind, knowing, verse 3, that the testing of your faith produces endurance. So as God is testing our faith through trials, it is producing inside of us endurance. It's the same word used in Romans chapter 5, this upomane, remaining under, the strength to remain under. And let this endurance do what? Have its perfect result. In other words, God is working out according to his plan a perfect end, and it's this, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Now, this word perfect is not teaching that we will be sinless here on earth, but rather it's emphasizing the idea of complete, mature, to be more like Christ, as Romans 8 talks about, to be conformed to the image of God's Son. And so we are called to be continuing on, counting our trials as joy, letting the strengthening process work, so that God can have his intended result, which is what? That you may be mature, that you may be Christ-like, that you may be a complete, mature man or woman in Christ. And maybe, as you go through life, you feel as though you just don't have the strength, you just don't have the wisdom, you just don't know what to do through trials. Well, that's why James is such an encouraging passage. In verse 5 it says, "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Maybe you grew up, and as you went to your father asking for something, he would give you reproach. He would go, "Why are you asking for this? Why are you asking for a snack? We just had lunch," and so on and so on. And that there was this idea of reprimanding you in a sense. But James here does not paint that picture of God. Rather, God is waiting for you to come to him and ask him. He wants to give to you generously. Not health, wealth, and prosperity, but rather the wisdom to go through trials as they come in your life. So if you lack wisdom, which we all do, come to God. Why? Because God gives his wisdom generously, and because he does it without reproach. He will not reprimand you for asking. Therefore, we can go confidently, those of us who are in Christ, confidently before the throne of grace to receive mercy and grace in our time of need, to receive wisdom. And we are to ask in faith without doubting in who God is. Because he who doubts is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Rather, go boldly standing on the promises of Scripture, that God will give you wisdom to persevere through your trials, to bring about maturation in your life, to be more like Christ, to be a perfect and complete individual in Christ. In other words, to be mature and more like Christ. Therefore, use this mindset, keep this mindset as you face trials in your life, whether they be very small, like somebody not going right away at a green light, or whether they be something major, such as the loss of a loved one, or being locked up at home for 2 months. Whatever situation comes your way, count it joy based upon these truths.